Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, week 5 in the NFL starts tonight, kicks off right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game between the 49ers and the Rams, pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 8:15 for Thursday Night Football. I would not have guessed this if you would have not told me. Rams favored by 8.5. Now, yeah. I would have guessed the Rams were favored at right. home, and I think they're a better team, but 8.5 is a lot.
Yeah, man. This is all about the injuries. You know, Mac Jones is not there. I mean, Mac Jones will be starting.
Oh, he's 2-0.
I think Pearsall's out. Jennings is out.
Jeez.
We already know Kittle's is out.
Right.
So, I mean, it's Christian McCaffrey or bust. Like, yeah, I'm talking about 30-plus touches or something for them to be able to stay in this game tonight. Where you get to a point where we're out of it. Let's who's there? The one from
Robinson. Is it Brian Robinson?
Yes, Brian Robinson, the young man.
Let's start him
from
too, Bo. We have him too.
Yeah, I would.
Let's start him both.
Yeah, because I mean, what else do they have?
Because we don't really have any other running backs. So anyway,
no, I'm just thinking like, what else do the 49ers have?
I don't know.
As far as people who can make plays.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about the tight end that made the great catch after Kittle's got here.
Uh huh.
But that's
I don't even
it.
Know his name.
I don't know his damn name.
Jake Tongas.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, you're up the creek right now when you look at that. And then how the Rams.
Yeah, that is that Kendrick Bourne.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I think he went to Eastern Washington University.
This might get ugly.
My mom went there.
This might get ugly.
That's never good when we're talking about where my mom went to college when breaking down a football game.
Yeah, this might get ugly tonight, man.
It might. Yeah, eight and a half could be real.
And we know how good the Rams are. We know that they can run the ball. They can throw it. Puka Nacua had a great day. I mean, Kyron Williams is playing really, really good right now.
Yep.
And we already talked about their defense, man. These young boys get after it, you know, with Young and Verse and those that young linebacking core.
They've done a great job.
Just a hell of a job. Incredible to go job. From blank them picks to picking starters in the second, third, fourth round that make immediate impacts on their football team.
Yep. You can say blank them picks when you then pick like that in later rounds.
Yes.
And also when you win a Super Bowl for blanking them picks.
Yes.
Good for them. All right, we'll get back more into college football in about 15 minutes from right now, but obviously some huge games on Saturday. Vanderbilt at Alabama, a little revenge from last year. That's where game day will be. Miami and Florida State, interesting too. Be a little bit more interesting if Florida State wouldn't have lost to Virginia last week, but that's all right. Still a good game. Georgia, Kentucky, and some other good ones. We'll spend a little bit more time on all that coming up in about 15 minutes. Obviously, the news yesterday was that Brian Snitker will not be back as Braves manager. Everyone now sort of turning their attention.
Did he step down?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, he didn't have a contract.
I know, but I kept seeing today that Brian Snitker steps down as manager. It's like, did he step down?
Well, it was his decision.
What we're being told. What was that hand gesture, Bo?
Yeah. Exactly. But again, like,
I have zero reason to believe that it was not 100% his decision, though. Like,
it seems like
the vibe around the club and from him and
there's no reason to think otherwise.
So although he didn't have a contract, he could have signed one. So I guess, you know.
Do other people have a different reason to think otherwise?
I don't know. All right. I mean, whatever is ever, I'm all in it. So I think that, you know.
What are you getting at?
Nothing. But I thought the best thing about yesterday is, and it's always when you have this situation, when the players show up and all those different things. I do believe this was not something that Schnitt made a decision on yesterday or the day before. No. I think this is something that he probably let Alex know after the season. Like, hey, I know what I said, and I was caught up in the emotions and all those different things. Me and Ronnie, we finna take our ass to Florida.
Why?
I'll see y'all for training.
Why?
They're sending them to Hawaii.
They're sending them to Hawaii.
The Braves got him a new truck.
Oh.
Which is pretty cool.
Okay.
Seems like a truck guy. A trip to Hawaii and one other thing. I remember what it
was. So next year they're going to induct him into the
Hall. Oh, oh. And, Hall, yeah, and the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The team Hall of Fame.
Yeah, me and Ryan, we going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
For, and I hope it's like a month.
Yeah.
Because spending a month in Hawaii, you come back and you're like.
How about the whole winter?
I'm going back.
Wouldn't you just love to go to the whole winter in Hawaii?
That'd be pretty good.
That would be phenomenal.
My my mom and brothers are in Hawaii right now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Man, she just got back.
Right as it gets cold.
Yeah. She went to Norway and then she was like, you know, let's go to the other side of the world.
Hold on.
Hawaii.
Hold on, dog. She started taking them dudes on trips until you left, huh? Wait until you get back.
I got to go on some stuff. She took me to Mexico for my 21st birthday. That was fun.
I know it was.
Yeah, we had a good time. What other trips? We went to
Yosemite.
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone, yeah.
Yeah, that was a kind of a twofer because somebody got married.
Oh, okay.
So we drove out to Helena.
Yeah.
And went to the wedding. And then we drove down to Yellowstone.
Oh, okay.
I went to Yellowstone. And, you know, we used to go to Spokane.
There we go.
Visit my uncles.
There we go. Cole, get to go to Hawaii.
I get to go. I guess I should have just stayed living there.
Yeah.
And then I could have gone to Hawaii,
ass bar. Ball-ass bar. Take it away.
I'll take. Anyway, I'm not going to badmouth my brothers. Ryan's had a tough couple years, and so he deserves to go to Hawaii. Here's Brian Snitker talking about how it's not hard to leave the job. It's hard to leave the people. Oh, shut up, Andy.
The job's not hard to leave. The relationships and the experiences and all that's what's tough. You know, not seeing guys every day and working relationships. And we got an unbelievable team here that we work with, from the greatest trainers, strength coaches, video guys that I nuzzle up to all the time. They're kind of my sounding boards. It's everybody, the clubhouse kids, the clubhouse staff, the media.
No, I mean, I knew Snit was my kind of guy.
That's always the one thing whenever you leave something like that, is you miss the relationship. Just like with a player, they always talk about, you know, you miss the locker room. I mean, you miss all those different things, the camaraderie, especially when you think about how long Snit's been doing this.
Yeah.
And then how long the seasons are. So you're around these people. We always talk about more than that. You're around your teammates or whatever more than you are your whole damn your family. And so, yeah, I mean, the clubhouse is going to miss Snit. It's always going to be special when he comes back. He's not going to be there every damn day advising. You know, he's going to come back. Obviously, we know that they're going to put him in the hall and all those different things. But, I mean, him and Ronnie still come around every now and then. Bo be down there in the Truist Club. Ronnie pop up, hey, Bo, what's up? Get me my Tito's or something like that. And then they go about their business, man. But, I mean, just a great career, hell of a manager. For him to carry this team through that rebuild that they had with the Malik Smiths and all these dudes.
That's always the guy you say.
I know.
Malik Smith, I thought
Malik's gonna be good.
Is your Kent Bazemore?
I thought he was gonna be good
because I always mention Kent with the contract.
Yes, I thought he was gonna be good. I'm sorry, I did.
Malik's
did
also
you
a fun
see
name.
What the Heat gave a role player contract yesterday?
Who?
I don't even know his name. He's
really?
A role player.
Who?
He got 4 years for. Like $60 million?
No, it's a really good time to be a second contract NBA player
now. Whoa. He averaged 10 points last year, and they said because they're going to increase his role.
Oh, Jovic.
Yeah.
Jovic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nikola Jovic. Not Jokic.
Yeah. I thought
is it just because his name is close?
Yes.
To
I was
Nikola
like, whoa.
Jokic.
Hold on now.
4 year, $62 million contract for a guy that honestly probably most NBA fans haven't even
yes.
heard of. Like, you're a Heat fan.
He's like the eighth. Now, he's like the ninth guy, but they said they're going to increase his role this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I hope.
I hope so.
He's only 22, but yeah, again, like, that's the
Pat Riley. Pat Riley be giving out some woo bangers, man.
Yeah.
He didn't want to give D Wade his money, but you gave Hassan Whiteside all that money. Gave Duncan Robinson all that money.
Yeah.
There was another one they gave a bunch of money to. Dunn or Nunn?
Oh, Kendrick Nunn?
I think Kendrick. Yeah.
Is it?
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Old Godfather.
Good for them.
Old Godfather.
Snit said something yesterday that is definitely it's true of what he did, and it's also very much something that I try to apply in general.
Nuzzling?
In life. Not, I do like to nuzzle and snuggle and cuddle. He said, try to leave it better than I found it.
Yes.
Which is such a beautiful sentiment in general. But he did. He did leave it better than he found it, right? I mean, he took over as the interim manager.
Absolutely correct.
No intention by them to have him be here for a decade and then just earned it. Like, first, the respect of the clubhouse, because that's how he kept his job.
Yes.
He
didn't, they vouched.
They didn't win a lot of games that first year, but they vouched for him. They said, no, this is good, like, this vibe. And even, like, the proof of that, I think, continues. Like, Hassan Kim came in and talked about how good of a vibe it was in there.
He's a player
early.
Option, right? He's a player.
It's up to him.
Okay. All right.
It's up to him. But like that's one of those things that even as the results weren't as good the last couple of years, nobody ever talked about that part of it.
Right.
And again, like that great. Like, you know, we did all that with Dan Quinn. Was like, well, the players haven't quit. Was like, well, great. Okay, that's also like a pretty low bar right. for when we're talking about professional sport.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm glad the locker room stayed good. I wish they would have won more games.
That's more important, yeah.
But yeah, no, I do think that the situation that the next manager inherits is significantly better than the situation that Snit inherited.
No doubt about it.
And there's a lot of people responsible for that. He would even be the first to say that, I'm sure. But a lot of people responsible for that. But it's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
to give your whole career to an organization and then be able to sort of walk away like this.
Yeah, I mean, the core of this group, when it's consistent, is one of the best in ball. It just hasn't been consistent. Yeah. And so, yeah, the manager who comes in there, obviously, whoever he is, if he's a guy from the outside, he's going to want to do some things different than it was when Schnitt was here or when Bobby was managing and all those different things. He's going to kind of want to come in here and maybe bring some new, fresh ideas. But still, this goes, you know, the manager thing is important, but what does Alex do? First, who he hired, and then what does he do to bring in the requisite player to make this team? Yeah. Because more than anything, you got to have players. But these guys who are on these long-term contracts who are not going anywhere, we all know the names, they got to be consistent.
Definitely. I mean, 100%. Like, there's holes in the roster you have to fix. We can ask Grant this question. I'm going to ask you, and I think you'll probably say, I don't know, maybe you do know, in when we have him on at 12:20. But people say, like, fresh ideas and stuff like that with a new manager. What does that mean in baseball?
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Like, you know,
yep.
There's different types of offenses in football
right.
and in basketball. You can go tempo, whatever. Like, what are they gonna do?
Hit better?
Are they gonna swing on the first pitch more or less? Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
See, even there, your approach for every pitcher is different. That's what makes baseball so unique. Like
right.
every pitcher that comes to every game that
right.
is.
I just, when people say maybe they can get a new manager with fresh ideas.
They're like, is he got a.
What idea?
There's a certain aggressiveness that you
hurt.
Could be. Or, yeah, there
that
you go.
Should be that's the fresh the idea. Idea.
We're going to bunt
healthy.
More?
Maybe new stretching techniques.
Maybe.
We're going to bunt more or something like this.
It just feels, maybe Grant knows. Maybe Grant knows. Like, yeah. What makes a like this manager significantly different than this manager when it comes to baseball?
I don't know.
Because in football, it's easy. Like, we can say right. that in football, easy. Sure. Basketball, same thing.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, that's the same thing with people are saying, well, bring this guy back or bring that guy back. He was great when he was here. Do you know who he coached when he was here?
I know. I think those are the fresh ideas.
Yeah, do you know who he coached? Hey, tomorrow, Andy, me and you will be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
Us?
Yes, me and you, Doc. So make sure y'all come have lunch and enjoy the scenic views as we get you ready for the big egg weekend of college and pro football. That's this Friday from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
Come nuzzle
come
up
holler
to
at you. No, don't touch me.
Holler brother. At Randy, nuzzle up to
yeah.
me.
Please, if you're out there listening, you come tomorrow. I want you to walk up and try to nuzzle Andy, and I want to see what he's going to do.
Nuzzle me. I'm happy to be nuzzled. We'll come back and talk about the college
well,
football Saturday.
In Fulton County jail, right? Somebody fresh out.
No, I don't want to get nuzzled in jail. I don't want to do anything in jail.
They're going to stop by.
Oh.
Yeah.
All are welcome.
Yeah, going to stop by. But that trash
that's
bag
the thing
on their
about,
shoulder.
That's
we
the thing
go. We
about this
go.
Show. This show's for all everybody. You got out of jail last week? You come on down to Twin Peaks. We're not excluding anybody, all right? And nuzzle me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.